is the Group Chat Golf Podcast, Thursday Masters Edition from the Pinehurst Talamore area.
Talamore Resort.
Is that what you call it?
Talamore Resort.
I always get confused.
Yep.
Because the names are the courses and they're also the towns. So
Southern Pines is the town.
Southern Pines, North Carolina.
We played Mid-South today. Shout out to Talamore for, you know, Talamore is the sponsor of this Masters episode.
Yes. Okay. Nice.
Sponsoring all the shows we're going to be, and you don't even know this is coming, but you're going to get that little notification.
Ding!
That Group Chat Golf has put out a podcast, and here we are. We played Mid-South today. Played terribly. We're terrible golfers, but nonetheless, it's Masters week, so who cares?
And quite a Thursday it was down at Augusta.
It was, and still going, I believe.
True.
Looking at the leaderboard right now, we got John Rahm and Victor Hovland, Brooks Koepka, all tied at 7. Jason Day,
right,
5 under. And we've been talking about Jason Day. If you're a listener of the pod, we've been very high on him this year. He's been our guy to watch between him and Ricky Fowler, who's not playing this week.
But, and, like, sneaky... I don't even, maybe it's not even sneaky at this point, but like running away with the best dressed guy on tour all year long, his fits have been nothing but fire flames.
Yeah,
nothing but fire flames.
Knows how to dress. He's been rocking great shoes for, he was one of the first guys I remember wearing like Dunks.
Right.
Golf shoes.
Yeah. The shoe game has been on en fuego for Jason Day this year.
And just a great guy.
Yeah.
Great story. He was playing, you know, he was playing so good for however many years, and then
he got hit
with some vertigo.
Lights out. Yeah.
He got, you know, gets dizzy, ends up having vertigo, has to deal with that, but I don't know if it's a new medication or he just going, you know, coming back, took some time off. I really don't know what the story is. Hopefully we can get a little bit more of it.
Yeah, maybe he just battled the adversity, you know?
Yeah.
Just battled right through it. And because vertigo, as a not a heights guy, I'm adjacent to the vertigo community. Because when they look up, they get dizzy or scared?
I think it just hits you randomly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
But this is kind of a dream Thursday for us. I mean, we wanted Liv and PGA Tour guys in the final group, and we have that right now with Rahm, Hovland, Koepka at the top, 7 under. It's not who I like. Brooks, I think, is a great Liv guy to be in the final pairing. Hovland and Rahm are a little too likable for me to be.
You feel like there's going to be no fire there.
Well, it's just going to be like, I mean, if it's Hovland and Koepka, it's like either one of those guys, I'll definitely cheer. You know, I'd be happy.
I think
with
a lot of guys hate Koepka though after Full Swing.
Sure. I mean, don't you? Right,
you mean they're too nice to be?
Don't get me like Brooks. I understand as a heel. I like heels, so I like Brooks. And again, I would have, you know, I love any Liv guy that's in there.
Yeah.
So I guess from my perspective, like, I want a PGA Tour guy in there that I don't like.
Yeah, but let's be honest. This week's underway.
Yeah.
Do you feel it, or do you feel like everybody's flip-flopping?
I feel like everyone's flip-flopping.
It's the most disappointing thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
I've been waiting for this for 8 months.
Yeah.
This was the major that everybody was supposed to... There was supposed to be fireworks.
Right.
Everyone was supposed to hate everybody.
Yep.
Nobody was, you know, I mean, everyone's been talking shit. And then all of a sudden, the past, like, month, it's been really quiet with the PGA Tour and Liv.
Yep.
And now you get here, guys are playing practice rounds together. And there's just no hatred whatsoever. I mean,
dare I say they're singing Kumbaya?
It's insane.
I mean, it's like, how do you, and I don't want to single out Rory. I know we do a lot of that.
Yeah.
But for that guy to talk as much freaking bullcrap that he had been talking and then come out and just be like, yeah, it's nothing, it's fine, you know, you guys are the ones blowing it, the media is the one blowing it out of proportion, like, I played 9 with Brooks, we talked for 20 minutes, we handshake, we high five, we hug. It's like, no, dude, the media is not I mean, sure, the media has their fair share of it, but they're only reporting on what's out there, and you, it's literally the words are coming out of your mouth, brother. Like, it's not something being overblown by everybody else. You are talking shit about Liv players. And then when you finally are confronted with a chance to lose to them, it's all, oh, no, it's fine, not a problem. We're just, you know, you guys are the one blowing it out of proportion.
Yeah, I don't like to single out foreplay because we do a good job of really almost never bringing up foreplay on this podcast. Obviously,
until the best recently, golf
podcasts in the world, whatever.
I don't know about best.
Well, number one,
right?
Put it that way. Foreplay tweet 2 days ago: Rory and Brooks getting a practice round in together. Just a couple of guys being dudes. Love to see it. These guys have been shitting on everybody connected to LIV for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
They were the front runners for the PGA Tour fanboys.
Yep.
Of talking shit about LIV players. They even had a LIV player on, and they pressed them for questions. And now all of a sudden, everybody's cool. Everybody's fine. Brooks is cool. These guys are cool. We're really excited for the Masters. Now it's not PGA Tour versus LIV. Like, these guys just totally took their foot off of that PGA Tour gas pedal. And now it's just like, oh, let's just watch these guys have fun together. How right. is that? I mean, for guys who have been not even sticking up for LIV, but have been open to LIV for the last year, like mm-hmm. us, this was our chance to like be like, yeah, if you had LIV guys up in the leaderboard, we were going to feel really good about it. Because yeah. it was like,
we were
they took that away right, from us. Right. They we took it away from us. It's terrible.
We were going to be represented in the leaderboard.
Yeah. And now nobody cares. Now everybody's buddy-buddy, and there's this and there's that. And it's yeah. like, what's going to happen on Sunday if it's LIV versus PGA Tour in the final group? What happens if a LIV guy wins? Now, like, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, dare I say, dude,
this has, like, been the it's, like, the golfiest thing that could have happened, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
and
where
we talked
we
about
worst-case
scenario, and our yeah. worst-case scenario is LIV guys missing the cut. This is the worst-case scenario.
Right. Right.
People not caring about LIV anymore.
Yeah.
And just being like all buddy-buddy and all happy and nobody yeah. is.
I said it today. It has to be Patrick Reed to be the guy. It has to be him.
That would be the only way.
Because he's the only one that isn't crossing that threshold of people being like, we're all buddies.
Yeah.
Like, there's still what seems to be unfounded but pure animosity toward him.
Yes.
So it's got to be him. It's got to be Rory. I mean, it has to be. And I mean, both of them are quite a few off the leaderboard or at the top. Is that yeah. how you say that?
And
today,
speaking of Patrick Reed, obviously, we put up the post today
yeah.
of Colin Morikawa's debacle.
Oh, yeah, Colin.
Which was within the rules, apparently, allegedly. Whatever happened. You know, we had a bunch of rules stands coming on the, you know, into the comments. But
And to set that up, Colin Morikawa, there's a clip of Colin Morikawa out there. He's got his marker, his ball marks on the green. His ball is a good, he's moving it up like a good 2 inches, and then he pulls the marker up and puts it where the ball is, yada, yada. I'm sure you'll have seen it, but basically it looks like he's moving his ball 2 inches in front of where his ball mark is on the green.
Yeah, and so I posted, the first thing I thought when I saw it, imagine what they'd be saying if Patrick Reed did this.
I know what they'd be saying. They'd be saying he's a cheater.
Yes.
And a some bitch. They'd be mm-hmm. calling him a some bitch.
And a bunch of people wanted to come, and I knew I was going to get roasted in the comments. I was mm-hmm. waiting for it. I sat there and answered comments for a half hour. But so many people coming and saying that it was a legal move. This was what happened. You're such a LIV guy. let's go over this. Imagine what they'd be saying if Patrick Reed did this. Not right. is this legal.
Right.
Not was this illegal. Not right. this was illegal.
Didn't even call Colin a cheater.
Rule. Yeah. No, I never talked about the rule. I knew there was going to be. I mean, a PGA Tour player doesn't do that.
Right.
What would they be saying if Patrick Reed did it? It wouldn't matter if it was legal or illegal. Patrick right. Reed is the biggest cheater in the world. Nobody cares about this Morikawa thing. It's going to get swept and because it was legal. But it wouldn't have mattered if Patrick Reed did it. He hit a tree. His ball got stuck in a tree a month ago at a DP World Tour thing. He legally took a drop within the rules of golf from the... He had a rules official come over and give him the drop spot. It didn't matter. He was cheating.
A rules official, if I remember this correctly, was the one that watched the ball go in and spotted it for him.
Yes. That guy made the whole call. It didn't matter. He was cheating. Patrick right. Reed found right. his ball, took an illegal drop. From a ball in a tree.
No way he would have seen it from down there, they said.
Yeah. So all I was saying, for those listening who wanted to shit on me in the comments, is what would people be saying if Patrick Reed did this?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be that was a, that people wouldn't be looking for a reason to defend him and say
correct.
That was legal. They would just be saying he's a cheater.
Right.
So that's all the post was about. It wasn't, I'm not sticking up for anybody. I'm not talking shit on Colin Morikawa for what happened. It wasn't a big deal. It's not a big deal at all.
Right.
But if Patrick Reed did it, it would have been the biggest deal in the Masters, and that's all people would be talking about for the rest of the week. And God forbid, did he play well or make a lot of money, they would have shit on him and live.
Which is why we need him on Sunday in the final fucking group of the Masters.
And I wanted to touch on another thing, too, that I caught some of the just some stuff that was going on online about Phil Mickelson at the Champions Dinner.
Yeah, saw that.
He took a quiet approach. He sat on the end of the table, didn't say anything to anybody. If you've been getting dragged by every player and everybody connected to the PGA Tour for a full year, would you be, buddy, would you be smiling at the Champions Dinner, or would you be sitting on the edge keeping your mouth shut?
Well, okay. So that, yeah, that is definitely one. Yes. I see where you're coming from. However, a lot of live guys in that champion. The live guys, they win a lot at Augusta.
But,
and I will say this too, because I saw that tweet. There was a picture of the dudes hanging on the porch before they go in. Phil looked like he was having a blast. He didn't look like he was hiding in any corner. He was like in the middle talking. Like it looked like he had a smile on his face, and body language was just showing like he was having a good time chatting with folks. So I don't know how much I'm buying into that story.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there was a moment during the dinner that he was reserved or to himself. I don't know. He might also be sick. I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Yeah, and I don't know if that's – if I don't want to speculate on that. But
totally.
He's definitely looked a little bit sick in the last – because, you know, and you always get that if people lose weight. Mm-hmm. And they might look a little different, but he's might have lost a little too much. And I'm sure the stress is weighing on him, too. I mean, who knows? Maybe, you know, between all the gambling he's doing or done in his life and the live thing now and the gaining and losing weight. But anyway, if he was quiet and standoffish at the Champions Dinner, like everybody was reporting this morning in the Masters, whatever on the Golf Channel, I would understand.
You're not blaming him.
No.
Because,
of course not.
Right, it's a room full of people who've been talking that shit on him.
Yeah. And a couple of other guys in that room, you've heard that they've been playing with, like Dustin. He's playing rounds with guys on the PGA Tour. They're fine. They're cool. You hear about those little stories of guys playing at their home courses together and not having a problem. You haven't heard that about Phil yet. So, you don't hear about Phil playing practice rounds with guys from the PGA Tour. Or kicking it on the weekend. So I wouldn't be surprised if he was quiet at that dinner, but if he was fine, I wouldn't be surprised too if somebody just came out and said, let's shit on Phil and say he was a bitch at that dinner.
Right.
And then it comes out and it's a whole thing. So.
Yeah. Did they say what was, like, was Rory too talkative? Or did he, what kind of stories did he talk about Arnold Palmer?
Sam Bennett, amateur, threw 15 holes, 4 under. 2 birdies and an eagle in all pars.
Mm.
Amateur.
Speaking of the amateur, did you see that there's two new qualifications for next year? I think the NCAA, the NCAA champion.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, very cool.
And
then another one that
was,
didn't make the headline, maybe?
Was it a...
I don't know. The headline said there's two.
Oh, there was like Asian. It might have been the same kind of thing for like the Asian. And I think there's a bunch of amateurs now. Or like amateur tours.
Oh, yeah, it might have been top Asian amateur or something.
It was. But they definitely added a couple. But what a cool thing for NCAA to add.
Yeah, that's tight.
To be able to win the college. I mean, which you see all those guys now. All of these guys who are the best players on tour are all studs from college.
Right.
They were all. But it would be nice to see that guy fresh out of college playing in a Masters. And it gives those guys something to play for.
Yeah.
Now, would you get that exemption if you went to live straight out of college?
If you won?
Won the NCAA, went to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Masters,
they would hate that.
They honor the... do you mean the Masters? Do you think that the chairman of the board at Augusta, like, is super in the back pocket with Jay?
I'm sure. Actually, I don't know.
Well,
but I think so.
You know how we've talked about the OWGR?
Yeah.
And Jay's one of the seats? Mm-hmm. Like, the RNA, Augusta...
Yeah, he doesn't have that at the Masters, does he?
What?
Jay. He's not like on the board or anything.
Not at the Masters. But they are on the board of the OWGR. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of in cahoots there.
But at some point, I think the Masters, I think at some point, say Liv does keep, you know, doing well enough to stay alive. at some point, are they going to not allow? I don't know, actually.
I mean, because I don't.
If a guy, everybody's, if a LIV player doesn't win the Masters in the next 5 years, there's no LIV players exempt to the Masters anymore, right?
No, the, if you win, you have lifetime.
Lifetime, okay.
It's just the other majors, if you win those, you have 5 years.
5 years, yeah. Right.
Okay. But so, yeah, like, I don't think, I don't see Augusta changing their qualifications because they love tradition so much, but I could see them, you know, kind of backing Jay with not giving them points.
Yeah.
Making it harder to qualify. But yeah, no, there's going to be a handful of dudes for life because there's just so many people on the LIV Tour who have green jackets.
Yeah. We were thinking about it today. Jacket. Just to go over it, 2016 was Bubba. 2017
and
was,
14, right?
14 was 14, Bubba.
16.
16 was Bubba. 17 was Sergio. 18 was Patrick Reed. 19 was Tiger Woods. 20 was
Dustin Johnson. Love that you mentioned Tiger's win in there.
Yeah.
Not on LIV, but...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. Tiger, well, still, even cooler.
Yeah, he did win. He did win.
So, I mean, four out of the... Or five out of the last 8 years, you had a LIV guy win the Masters, which is pretty crazy. Because, yeah, we were talking about how stacked that dinner was with LIV guys.
Right.
And, yeah, they're representing.
Yeah, I wonder what that... Man, that was like
yeah and the I'll other tell thing, you what though the AI thing that came out
right yeah I was gonna say too
it really made it look fun and it made me think are there pictures somewhere that AI has access to
right
that gave them right. that idea that that's really what happens because if somebody has some kind of private page or anything that's ever been uploaded onto the internet AI has access to
yeah because what time does that thing end you know what
great
I mean
question. And we it is it's probably Tuesday for a reason you get Wednesday
correct. Right
you
know? Yeah
it's not they don't do a Wednesday night a nice little formal dinner
right and like you know there are a couple things we're talking about off pod like one being who like every single year there is somebody's the drunkest guy there
yeah
the somebody is
like and who's been the drunkest in the last like 50 there's probably one instance and that guy is probably
right and is it like you're the maybe you get the drunkest once you're the drunkest guy once and then you realize like I don't want to be that guy anymore and somebody else does it or is it one guy every year year after year
that's a great question
and I then mean, also like do they get like how rowdy are they getting does that party do they get to a point where they're like guys let's go hit a couple balls
that's a great
let's
question.
Go play walk
yeah,
a hole together,
I know.
You know what I mean
I would imagine if those guys go out there and play a little one club after dinner
right
or something.
Yes
oh my yes. god I'd love to be a fly
just,
on the
yeah
wall.
just a round amen's corner
now do like board members or members get to go to that dinner too or is it just player past champion players
That's a good question. I feel like, what was that guy in the picture, the chairman? I feel like I saw him.
Maybe a couple higher ups.
In one of the, like, pictures of the, like, oh, the gentlemen are gathering, but I don't know if he's actually in there. And what
you
do you
know,
think
if
the
I ever won a Masters, if there was nothing to sign, I would bring in a camera. So just saying that now, if I ever win a Masters in my life, I will wear those glasses with a little camera in between, and I will post it all after. Yeah, if I didn't have to sign something.
Okay, an NDA.
Yeah.
Okay. But you
might have to.
So if you don't sign the NDA, but you know for sure you will be kicked out and never allowed
to
wear the glasses.
One's fine for
me. Cool.
Yeah, I don't need the lifetime. I don't want to be up in there. That's not my style.
Right, okay.
I'd be the drunkest guy at that party because I'd be recording.
Can we play What Would Your Menu Be?
Yeah,
real quick.
Sure. Let's start with an appetizer. Crab rangoons.
Okay.
For an appetizer. Nice. For my main course, this is good. I'd probably do like a chicken parm.
Okay.
Chicken parm with penne vodka, with vodka sauce.
Yeah. All right.
Do I have to do it? What am I missing? Anything aside with that?
Yeah, I feel like there is something
two appetizers,
in between.
Maybe.
Well, actually, it's up to you. It's your menu.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's tough. I'd really need to put some thought into
it, because I was going to tell you, I'm sitting here absolutely riddled with anxiety right now. I'm not going to be able to answer it today.
Yeah. I know. You really put me on the spot. I was like, I don't really know if it's chicken parm's the pick there.
When you said appetizer, I started thinking
think
about
my
what
food.
My appetizer would be. And like, there's no way I could
say
it today.
I jumped the gun with crab rangoons.
I need 2 hours to sit.
It wouldn't be crab rangoons. But I didn't want to say mozzarella sticks.
I was thinking mozzarella sticks, and then I was like, you can't do mozzarella sticks.
This is an Applebee's fucking Scottie Scheffler style. Like, I need to go all out. But at the end of the day, you know, you probably do want your master's meal. It could be your only one. You probably do just want it to be your favorite food to say Augusta National made your favorite foods for a master's dinner. So I could see not, like, going outside of your favorite foods. What would my favorite foods be? Deliver Taco Bell, baby.
Right.
I'm getting delivered Taco Bell. You can all have quesarito for your main meal. Chipotle chicken griller for your appetizer. And maybe, you know, beefy nacho griller for your dessert.
Yeah. Plenty of sauces. You got to make sure they get the sauces. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, like, I was thinking about it the other night a little bit. And, like, when I was a young boy, I would always do a lasagna for my birthday.
Really?
Dinner. So I think, I don't know. I was thinking maybe I would have that in there somewhere. You don't see a lot of pastas on there.
No, you don't.
Not a lot of Italian.
They probably don't
a lot of continental.
They don't want to get bogged down.
Right, carbs and cheese.
Tuesday night. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that. I wonder what we should have a tour player on to talk about their diet.
Sure.
Because I'm really curious what guys eat the couple days before a tournament and the days of. Because I am constantly constipated and diarrhea. It's either one or the other. I'm never just regular. I don't know if it's just me. I'm never just a regular pooping a couple times a day or once a day guy. I'm either shitting my brains out and getting hemorrhoids or I'm constipated for a week straight.
Right. And I think the answer to that, if I had to guess, would probably be like we have a nutritionist on staff.
Yeah.
And they just come up with something.
Do you think they say don't do Taco Bell 4 nights a
week? I would imagine it's a lot of like steamed chicken and broccoli.
Yeah, a lot of just like rice, beans, chicken. I mean, I do love rice, beans, and chicken. I just like when Taco Bell adds a little Chipotle sauce.
And it's some seasoning, a lot of sodium. Drown that thing in sodium.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So let's do, I don't know if it'll be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because we're going to try to do a quick little recap pod after every day of the Masters, but we will at some point, maybe with the full team, we'll present. When we're back in office, we'll present our Masters. After the Masters is over, we'll present our Masters menus. This is going to be tough. Yeah. We'll have to think about this.
Yeah.
When we're going to put that
Tom
together.
Kim just went in the water. Yeah, we're still we wanted to do post round, but we have a pig roast and we got my brother's coming in and one of our buddies from college to round out the foursome for the weekend since Seabass and Danny couldn't make it. So yeah, there's a couple holes left. Scottie Scheffler right now, 4 under through 15. John Rahm, Victor Hovland, Brooks Koepka tied at 7. Probably going to stay that way today. Jason Day and Cam Young at 5 under. I'm loving the leaderboard. I love John Rahm. I love Victor Hovland. And I'm fine with having Brooks Koepka there because he's a little guy. And I just need that this week. Just needs to happen. If Sunday was ever... I also said what would have been funny today. I said, if after 3 days the leaderboard was just full of live guys, and then on Sunday we all shot like 85 because they are so used to playing three rounds.
Where we talked about we're not going to continue to put that out there.
Yeah, we're not going to put that in.
It's bad,
but I figured it'd be a good one.
Right, true.
It's scary.
It is. All right, we'll see you Friday after the Masters.
Yeah, enjoy the Masters. I love you all.
I'm so that fucking Masters.